Today's shir is Masechta Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Begins the Mishnah. Shmaya v'Avtalion kiblu mehem. Shmaya and Avtalion received the Masorah of the Torah from the previous Zug, the previous pair. One was a Nasi, one was an Avbezdin, and they had received it from Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach that we learned about in the previous Mishnayos. Now, Shmaya v'Avtalion were either Gerim or the descendants of Gerim, and they were from the B'nai Bonov, the children and children's children of Sancheirav, and they became Gerim, and they also became the G'doylei Hador, the leading Torah luminaries of that generation, Chachamim Gedolim V'Darshanim Gedolim. They became very great Talmudic scholars. And the Gemara tells us an interesting story in Yuma, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, Maisa B'Koyin Gadol Echad, She'yotza Mibeis HaMikdash. After the service of Yom HaKippurim, a Kohen Gadol left the Beis HaMikdash, V'holchu Kolahom Achrov, and all of the people went, and they were malava. They accompanied the Kohen Gadol after his day, his holy day in the Beis HaMikdash. Kivin Shiroa Shmaya V'Avtalion, but then the people saw the G'dolei Hador, the Torah luminaries of that generation, Shmaya V'Avtalion. As soon as they saw them, Hinichu Oisai, they left over the Kohen Gadol, V'holcho Achri Shmaya V'Avtalion, and they followed Shmaya V'Avtalion. L'soif, bo Shmaya V'Avtalion li porid me'a Kohen Gadol. Shmaya V'Avtalion took leave of the Kohen Gadol. Amar Lahem, the Kohen Gadol, who had been slighted by the fact that the people had left him and gone over to accompany Shmaya V'Avtalion. So he said to Shmaya V'Avtalion, Yavoyu b'nei ha'amim l'sholem. The people from the nations should go in peace. In other words, he was speaking disparagingly about them because they were from the descendants of Sancheirav. Amru loy, to which Shmaya V'Avtalion replied, Yavoyu l'sholem b'nei ha'amim, she'oisin ma'isa aron. May the people, the descendants of the nations, referring to themselves, who act as Aaron did, of being an oyev shalom v'roydev shalom, of always pursuing peace, v'al yovoy ben Aaron l'shalom, but the son of Aaron, you, the Kohen Gadol, should not come in peace, she'enoy oyse masa Aaron, because by saying that disparaging remark, you are not following in the ways of Aaron. The question that I had on this story is that it would seem that Shmaya V'Avtalion were also not following in the ways of Aaron. By saying such a biting remark against the Kohen Gadol, they too were not Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. Perhaps the best strategy would have been for them to keep quiet and not answer. I asked this question to the OU's posek, Rav Yisrael Belsky Shlita, and he responded that here was a situation where since they were the G'dolei Hador, and there was a Bezoyin HaTorah, the Kohen Gadol in front of all the people who were accompanying Shmaya V'Avtalion had embarrassed the great G'dolei Hador by calling them the descendants, the B'nai Amim, Ho'amim. Therefore, to protect the honor of the Torah, even though normally they followed Aaron by being Oyev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom, always pursuing peace, but when the honor of the Torah has been embarrassed and disparaging remarks have been said, then it was a time to stand up firmly and be mocha against what the Kohen Gadol had done. Let us begin the Mishnah. Shmaya V'Avtalion kiblu mehem. They received the Torah from Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon Shetach. Shmaya Omer. Shmaya said, Ehoiv es hamalacha. A person should love to do work, usnei es harabonis, and a person should detest, he should hate, to be an authority, to be in a position of which promotes gaiva and shrora, an authoritative position which brings with it haughtiness. And the Avos Rav Nosson tells us about the importance of loving work. Of course, a person's first goal in life is to learn Torah, but besides that, it is important for a person also, if he's unable to learn at any given time, that he should be occupied. He should keep himself busy with fulfilling work. Says the Avos Rav Nosson, Mi she'ein lo melacha la'aseis ma yaseh? If he has no work to do, what should he do? Im yesh lechotzer harbe oisodeh harbe yelef yisasek bo. If he has a lot of fields, he should go and do work in the field. Because kishem shatorah nitna bebris, just like the Torah is given with a covenant, kach hamalacha nitna bebris. Doing work is also given with a covenant. Shenemar, sheishis yomim tavoid vasis kom lachtecha. Do your work all the 6 days of the week. V'yomeshvi, Shabbos l'shem alekecha. And on Shabbos you should rest. V'yaf adam harishin loitom klom achas melacha. Adam harishin didn't eat anything until he had done work. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Bereishis, v'yani cheyu began Eden l'avdo l'shamra. He was put by Hashem in Gan Eden to work with the trees there to guard it. V'acher kach, then it says, mikol eitz hagan oichel toichel. Now that you've done work, now you can go and you can have hanoah from the fruits of your labor. We find that there were great gedolim. Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler, he was a shoemaker. Hillel was someone who chopped wood. So Chazal looked upon hard, honest work as something very beneficial. And the opposite, if a person is not busy, we find a lashon in Chazal, habatola mevia lidei shimum. And this expression is also found in Masechta Ksubos, in a Mishnah, where the Mishnah tells us that a woman who has many maidservants, she comes into a marriage with many maidservants. So the Chachamim of the Mishnah tell us that even though the maidservants could take care of all her responsibilities in the house, doing things for her husband to keep up the house, and she has maidservants to take care of all her jobs, she should still work, because Chazal used that lashon, Sheha Batola Mevia Lidei Shimum. Batola, not being occupied, brings to Shimum. What does the word Shimum mean? So Rashi tells us it means Shigoyon, craziness. The Rav there in the Mishnah Ksubos says Bahola, and the Tveris Yisrael says Bitul Hadas Ushmama. And all of these descriptions perhaps can be summed up by the expression, we know a person says, I'm going out of my mind with boredom. When a person has nothing to do, he's totally bored, he's not occupied in a beneficial activity, it can lead someone to become deranged, and it is very emotionally unhealthy for the person to do that. There are those who explain that, and I saw this in Amos Bunim in Ethics from Sinai, Ehoi v'samalacha, this is speaking to a Rav. In the Rabbonus, it's telling the Rav, Ehoi v'samalacha, love the work of the Rabbonus. Love building a mikveh, building a kashrus organization, building a school, a yeshiva in the community. Love that work. The honor that comes from being a Rav, usnoas Rabbonus. That the honor, people are obligated to give honor to you, but that's not the purpose why you're entering the Rabbanus. You're entering the Rabbanus to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim, to accomplish things for Yiddishkeit, for Hashem, and Klal Yisrael, and hate the honor part of the Rabbanus. And we find concerning Yosef, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Shloisha Dvar Mekatzrim Yom Shalotim, there are three things that shorten the life of a person. The echad mehem hamanig atzmei rabbanus. Somebody who acts in an authoritative way, it lessens his life. Shekain Yosef meis koydim le'echad mehem shehinig atzmei rabbanus. Yosef died before his brothers because he acted as an authority, and the Mishnah tells us, usneas rabbanus. And finally, Shemaya tells us, a person should not make himself known to the authorities, as it says in the Avos Rav Nosson, because in the end, if he makes himself well known to the authorities, the end, chas v'shalom, can be that they will kill a person and rob him of his money, so it's best to always keep a low profile. Begins Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avtalion, who was the second of the group, he was the Avbezdin. Avtalion Omer Chachamim, Hizar B'Divrechem. Chachamim, be careful with your words. Don't speak in a way that people can come to make mistakes in what you're saying, because that could be very detrimental. Why, says the Mishnah, Shema tachuvu chayves galus. Maybe you will have a decree upon you from Hashem to go into exile, to go away from your familiar yeshiva. V'siglu l'mekoyim mayim aroyim. You'll come to a place where there will be bad waters. This refers to people who do not have Torah and Yerushalayim, and instead they have deos kozvos. They have false ideologies. The yishtu ha-talmidim ha-boam achreichem. If you say things that can be misunderstood, then the talmidim that come after you to this place, either your own talmidim who will come to that place of bad waters, or perhaps it's speaking about the next generation of talmidim who will come to that place where you went into Golis and where you said something that was misunderstood by people, and they will act upon what they hear in your name, which is something against the Torah. And what will happen as a result? V'yamusu. They will die because of their sins, or they will die a spiritual death because they will incorporate in your name kfira, ideologies that are against the Torah, and that will cause a spiritual death. And what will happen from all this? V'nimtza shem shemayim ischalel. And the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become profaned. The Rambam tells us that this Mishnah is really being merames, is hinting to the Mishnah that we learned above, Mishnah Gimel of Antignish Yisoychoi, who says that a person should not serve Hashem in order to get rewarded. And what he meant to say was, there is a reward, but that's not your goal in life, to serve Hashem for reward. You should do it lishma. However, as we learned in that Mishnah, Tzadik and Baisis, his two Talmidim, misunderstood his words, and they interpreted it to mean that there is no reward. And as a result, they stopped believing in Chazal, in Torah Shebaal Peh. They only believed in Torah Shebiksav. And as a result, many people went away from the true Derech HaTorah. This all came about because Antignash Yisraichah was not careful in his words in a place of Mayim Aroyim. Tzadik and Baisis did not have Torah near Shemayim. But in such a place, Antignash should have been more careful to explain clearly there is a reward in the next world, but that's not your goal.